Yeah, that's got to be the focus as players. You can't worry about all the other stuff, you know, all the outside distractions, all the outside factors. You have to worry about what you do and how you perform. And I think collectively, you know, we all took a good look at ourselves and feel like we can perform better than we did.
Would you like to see Steven get more touches?
Anytime you get the ball in his hand, you know, he makes stuff happen. And whether it be through the passing game or the run game, I mean, he showed that last week. You know, getting the ball, he created explosives in the passing game and in the run game. So I feel like anytime we can get the ball in his hand, you know, it's good for us.
The only way to 30 in this league is if you have really good red zone numbers. And I know you talked about it a lot last year. I'm sure you guys were very happy.
No, I think we were 50% when we got down there, 2 out of 4 in our chances down there. And it's got to be higher than that. You know, and it's one of those things. It's never as good. It's never as bad. One play goes differently here or there, and we're at 75%. So it's about finding ways to make that next play, that one more play. And we've got to do that. We've got to find a way to do that.
Man, with Ronnie banged up, how encouraging was it to see Harry come through and make really good plays in tough situations?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, I think there were some positives from last week, and I think Harry's play was certainly one of those things. I thought he stepped up, played extremely well. Made some big plays for us, especially down the stretch, you know, made a couple big plays for us. So I'm excited about that. But that's something we've all come to expect. You know, he probably doesn't get the same attention that the other guys get. But we know in this locker room what he's capable of doing. We see it all the time. And for him to go out there, I was happy for him.
I don't know how well you know Sam, but he seems to be lost in that shuffle when guys start talking about young quarterbacks in this league.
You know what? I know him a little bit. I don't know him really well. Every time I've met him, he's a really good guy. And I think, you know, when you watch him on film, he's a talented player, really talented player. And I think he's a guy that's getting better. You know, just briefly, I roomed with Steven during camp, and we talked a little bit about it. And, you know, I really respect Steven's opinion on things, and he's certainly really high on Sam and thinks he's going to be a great player and a great leader for their football team. So I think he'll play well.
Has Steven been able to help you out when it comes to checks by the defense or calls from the defense at all?
We talked a little bit about it. They've got a new coordinator in, so I think some of the things probably are a little bit different in terms of terminology. But just as far as personnel, I'll give you a little bit of info here and there. But, I mean, we've played against these guys before, a lot of them, and so we know what a lot of them can do.
Matt, what's the biggest jump you want to make from week 1 to 2?
I think winning. You know, I think that's probably first and foremost really about the only thing that matters. You know, we've got to find a way to get it done. And in order to do that, we need to play better in a lot of different areas. But it's, you know, a results-oriented, you know, league, and you know, we've got to find a way to get it done.
How does their four defensive end package look when they put that, I guess, poor man's NASCAR package out there?
Yeah, no, it's a good NASCAR package, in my opinion. They put four really good pass rushers in the game. I think they led the league in sacks last year. And so, you know, I've been impressed with their front four when you watch them on tape. They do a great job of rushing the passer individually, but also working off each other and doing some of the games that they do. So we've got to be on point. We've got to, you know, be rock solid up front, and I think our guys are up to the challenge.
What did you learn about Steven, from rooming with him that you wouldn't have known?
He's super into architecture. You know, he talked to me a lot about that. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, he's a well-versed guy. You know, he's into a lot of different things. He's extremely interesting and really, really good person. And, you know, not that I didn't expect him to be that, but I just didn't know. I didn't know him. And so I enjoyed, you know, spending time with him.
What you know about him as a player? I know you guys played him before, but you were studying the defense.
So yeah.
When he got here, where was your impression?
He's really good, and that was kind of my impression before. You know, we didn't study them, but, you know, we would play similar teams, and you'd see him on tape, and you'd think, man, this guy's good. He's really good, and he's better, you know, if that's possible. I don't want to say I didn't have enough respect for him or didn't appreciate the way he played before, but he's better than I even thought he was going to be, and that's exciting. I think he's going to do good things for us.
I think I felt the sense among the fans man, this guy's for as big as he's passed, I think maybe he was a little overshadowed in St. Louis, but he never made the playoffs and didn't get a lot of publicity. But
yeah, that's, you know, not for me to decide. I know from a player's perspective, everybody's had the utmost respect for him throughout his entire career, and you know, I thought he showed out and played really well for us last week.